Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Hello, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. My name is Cap Brown, and I'm the executive director for House on the Rock Family Ministries. And Bruce and I were thinking about what kind of focus we wanted the next couple of radio features to have, and we both thought about Memorial Day. And you know, Bruce, most of us treat Memorial Day as kind of the beginning of summer, don't we? It's a holiday, I think, that's lost some of its true meaning. Can you give us a little history about the date of Memorial Day?
Well, yeah, Cap. Memorial Day started out back in 1866 as Decoration Day after the Civil War, and it's since grown to incorporate the memorial of all of our men and women who have given their lives to protect the freedoms we enjoy here in the U.S. of A.
And I think sometimes, Bruce, we tend to forget that families are affected, you know, the sons and daughters and moms and dads. And I think that all of them who have served and have died for our freedoms, but I believe there are some folks probably listening today who even have family members serving somewhere in the world today. And I think we want to take a moment today and thank them for what they've sacrificed.
Well, we sure do. And in fact, our pebble of truth for today is freedom is never free. It's been bought with a price. When it comes to our salvation, freedom from sin and death, it was the willingness of our Savior Jesus to serve the Father and going to the cross to die for your sins and mine. And in terms of the freedoms that we enjoy here in America, it has come at the cost of the faithful service of men and women who serve around the world and to the millions of heroes who died to secure and maintain the freedoms we enjoy.
So we'd like to help you as parents lead your families in taking some time to think and to pray and to thank some of those men and women who have served and or even now serving our country. And I guess if you're bringing salvation into this, Bruce, we can probably thank those in mission service as well.
That's a good idea. Yes, we could.
So, Bruce, what ideas do you have that we can give out to the parents today?
Well, let's start with the soldiers and missionaries within our home churches. You and I have been to lots of churches where we see featured on the bulletin board the pictures of men and women who are serving throughout the world. And maybe you could take some time and stop and write down their names, their addresses, email address, and some of them you probably know personally, and you're familiar with their families. Then this week, why don't you begin to pray for them as you say grace at meals or in your bedtime? Don't only remember the soldier, but their families, their mom, their dad, their sister, their brother, maybe their husband or wife, sons and daughters. Those folks are certainly concerned and need to experience the presence and comfort of the Lord in a very special way. And nothing will connect a family to a soldier more than prayer.
Amen to that.
And in addition, then you might want to write them a letter, send them a note or an email. Soldiers love hearing from home. And today, a lot of soldiers and missionaries have Facebook accounts, and you can go out and see their pictures and send them pictures, exchange messages, and stay in touch.
Yeah. In fact, I believe we're tracking a friend who's even now serving over in Afghanistan, and it's always good to hear from him and, you know, to know that he's safe.
Yeah. And it's also easy to send soldiers some gifts. Maybe send them a Bible or a devotional book, newspaper clippings. I just sent that same young man some newspaper articles on the draft of his team to let him know how well it was going to be playing this fall. You can send him some food or some memorabilia from home. There are some restrictions, though. You need to do a little research before sending too much, though.
I believe you probably can find out some of those rules and regulations by contacting the soldiers' families.
That's a good idea. And finally, we can take our children out to a local cemetery with some small flags that we could get at the dollar store and decorate some graves. It's not going to be hard to find the ones who have served and to place a flag in the ground next to their headstones. And while you're doing this, you might want to stop and share with your children the pebble of truth for today, that freedom is never free. And say a prayer for the families of those who have fallen. And remind your children that this is a holiday called Memorial Day, a day when we're not only to remember our fallen heroes, but a day that we can remember to thank the Lord for all the freedoms that we enjoy through the cross of Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you, Bruce. If you'd like to, you can go out and get some of those ideas printed up. We'll have them online at pebblesoftruth.com.
And that's why we call it Memorial Day, so that we will all remember. And next week, we'll talk about how we can build some family memories. So until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.